Peski getelapin, elmi nalemwik, elmi papkiik, peski getelapin, neket mepisul, etli nimiotikwi. Etutsi, walanakwipin sipia sipog. Kamachtina, nolataspin. Elmi sikwaklo, tagwak enwiloklo. Chiptug, kenemilza. Quilakwion, o, kuinotin. Lonely, you look upstream and downstream. Lonely you look. As we looked upon the leaves, how beautiful it was by the stream. We were very joyful. In spring and in autumn, perhaps you may see me seeking you. Oh, it has been long. Many things have gone unsaid these past 200 years in the land of Aben. The stories of the great Wabanakis have not had many opportunities to pass from teller to listener, and our history has not been welcome. The sweet songs of the cradle and the sad songs of passage are distant memories. We need to start praying more. Perhaps most of all, our prayers need to be said, and that is what has been wrong with this world. We have been at the field of crisis for a very long time. The fact that the pressures of this conflict have not destroyed us completely is a great victory in itself. But there is more than just that. We have carried enough material from the field to found a new life in Aben and continue writing the Wapabi that is the record of our people. It seems like new life has come to the people of the dawn, that the sun has risen to warm our land with another springtime, and things are growing. We are learning to speak again in our ancient language. We are beginning to sing and dance again. Our leadership seems more brave, wielding clubs and pens of politics more deftly, like the great heroes of our ancient past. The artists and craftspeople have taken new inspiration from all of this. Stone is polished, clay is fired, books are written, baskets are woven, wood is carved, beads are strung, birch bark is folded, and paintings are set out to dry. Now here, our culture is revived. Now, our culture can be brought to a renaissance. This first All-Abenaki exhibition contains works by more than 20 artists of the present and past from the United States and Canada. This great gathering gives a candid statement of our culture as it exists today and will serve as a nucleus for future development of arts and crafts among the Abenakis. Standing at the brink of a new millennium, these developments will take on great importance for helping to ensure our future identity as a people under unforeseeable new pressures. Beyond our art, there is a cultural statement to be made. We Abenakis have recovered enough strength that we can now look beyond ourselves. Beyond our culture, we have a sense of the greater world, and from our national experiences, both terrible and good, we can now express a worldview unique to ourselves, but which holds lessons for others. This, then, is the light of dawn from the land of dawn, an Abenaki worldview.